Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for October 2019. Well, here we are in October and the nights are visibly drawing in. Indeed, don't forget to move your clocks back 1 hour at the end of the month. First this month, the lunar information. The full moon on the 13th is termed the Hunter's Moon, and the new moon, occurring 2 weeks later, is on the 28th. There is a small planetary alignment or conjunction at the end of this month. Just after sunset, Venus will appear to be very close to Mercury and the thin crescent moon, and that's all in the west, quite low down. And that's best seen on the 29th, but still also visible on the 30th. So here are the individual planet details. As I've just mentioned, Mercury, best seen at the end of the month, immediately after sunset, and I'm talking about 20 minutes after that, low down in the southwest. And Venus, again, becomes a bright object in the evening in the southwest after sunset at the end of the month. Jupiter is still visible at the beginning of the month in the south-southwest in the constellation of Phaiacus, the serpent bearer. Quite bright, he can't really miss it. And Saturn, just to its left, is visible in the evening at the beginning of the month also, around 7:30 p.m. in the south, and that's in the constellation of Sagittarius. Mars is in the east-southeast before sunrise, around the end of the month, quite low down in the constellation of Virgo. As always, for the adventurous amongst you, Uranus and Neptune are both well placed to look out for the whole month. Both these planets may be seen around midnight in the south, Uranus in Aries and Neptune in Aquarius. Now let's move on to the meteor showers for the month. Quite a bumper crop. Around the 8th of the month, the Draconid meteor shower reaches its peak. This is quite an unpredictable shower and can give some quite good numbers. The best time to look out is around midnight. But the star shower this month will be the Orionids, which reach their peak around the 20th to the 22nd of the month. And again, it is best to view after midnight and before dawn. You can expect a zenithal hourly rate of around 25 meteors per hour. But of course, that doesn't guarantee those numbers. And in fact, there may be more, most probably less. But just to spoil us, at the end of the month, from about the 28th into November, there is the Taurid meteor swarm. This particular shower is not very numerous and is associated with the short period comet Encke. October is still a good time for observing the Milky Way, as I talked about last month. And it is still almost directly overhead. How about looking at something a little further away than our own galaxy? Now is a good time to try and find one of our neighbouring galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy, or Messier Catalogue number 31. The Andromeda Galaxy is a little larger than our own Milky Way galaxy and looks very similar, in that it has a rather nice spiral structure. It can be found very close to the square of Pegasus, and is placed reasonably well overhead in the late evening. Check online or in a star atlas to find its location. Bear in mind, however, that it is larger than you might think when you look at it, and is best viewed through binoculars rather than a telescope. The Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way Galaxy are actually rushing headlong towards each other, and in the next few hundreds of millions of years will interact and will almost probably form one huge galaxy. We do have several smaller, closer neighbouring galaxies, the most famous of these being the large and small Magellanic clouds. But as these are quite close to the south celestial pole, you have to travel to the southern hemisphere to be able to see them properly. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. That's it for now. Listen out next month for November's highlights. Bye for now.